So the first question is a person allowed to be yaitz sfira sa'oimer with somebody else's counting? What's the question? In the Torah it says usfartem lachem. It doesn't say usfartem. What does it say? No? Lachem. And whenever the Torah ends or emphasizes lachem, we know that it has to be you, for example.
Lulav Esra.
Ulakachtem lachem. So it has to be you. You can't be yaitza with someone else's. So the question is, maybe by Sfira Soimer also, you can't be yaitza with someone else. Others say, no, you could definitely be yaitza. So why does it say lachem? Because you would say maybe, just like Sfira of the Shemitah is on Bedin. So maybe here too, it's Bedin. And not you. Kamash Malan, lachem, every individual. But does that mean I can't be yaitza with the other guy? Avada can be yaitza with the other guy. So we spoke an interesting chiddush la'alacha that Ashkenaz, I never heard it before. This is the first time I ever heard it. I thought it was such an interesting thing brought with the Alkut Yosef in the name of his father, Chazon Avadya, and that is that there's a whole question of mitzvah tzrichas kavona. You have to be mechaven. According to many, mitzvah tzrichas kavona, we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana by certain mitzvahs. For example, by Kriya Shema, we talk about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but on a drabanan! If we hold something's a drabanan, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. You can be yaitz even without
kavana.
This is all talk, nothing to do with Sfaradi Ashkenazim. In the meantime, we haven't gotten there yet. So the question is, first of all, is Sfira Soyim a deraisa drabanan? This is one of the biggest machloket in Hilchot Sfira Soimer. If we take on that it's Rabbanu, which happens to be that's how we paskin lamase, we paskin that it's only Drabanan, and we'll soon see the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina if it's direct to Drabanan? When you could say Sfira to Omer and Biyotza? If it's what, deraisa, so what do you have to wait? L'churma tzeta kochav. If it's only the Rabbanan, you could be Yaitza, even Shkia ben Ashmashot. Soon we're going to learn that when a person's in question, if he might forget later to recount after Tzeta Kochabim, maybe it's better for him to count between Shkia. Why? Because since we paskins only Rabbanan, b'diyevet, you could be Yaitza. You understand? So for example, you're in a synagogue. You're in a shul, the davening mincha then ma'ariv. Any shuls are like that. Davening mincha then ma'ariv. In between mincha and ma'ariv is that limbo area, which is not, you know, it's in between. It's ben ashmashot. So the halacha is, mechaber, paskins, let him count Sfira Soimer. You're better off counting in the time of shkia. You hear? And b'yoytza, l'maisa, it's only drabbanan, and then leaving it for later to be religious, chumra, and you might forget. The only thing is, there's a little interesting Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks about something, and I see the Alkut Yosef paskens this chidush, and that is, you should make a tenai, a condition. In case I remember later, after Tzeta Kochavim, I don't want to be yotza with what I just did. And then you can make another bracha. Yeah, listen to the lashon. You ready? Listen to the lashon. Hamispal arvis matzibim mibayayim mi'asfirim. Now Yalkut Yosef writes clearly. You should really do this. You should really try to push off ma'ariv till tzeta kochavim. Now I do want to tell you something. I read through all these halachas. It's easier said than done in Israel. You know why? Between shkia and Tzeta Kochavim in Israel is how many minutes? 18 minutes. Between Shkia and Tzeta Kochavim in Eretz Yisrael is 18 minutes. So it's pretty easy to stall 18 minutes. You understand? And he brings us. They should learn Pirkei Avos and Musar, and it's going to be great. Like this, you count in the right time, and everybody's learning, and it's good, and it's beautiful. Problem is, in America, the quickest, the earliest Shkia, it says that Kochavim is 42 minutes from Shkia. And that's the problem, is only for Drabana. But if you're waiting for Tzeta Kochavim, because it's maybe what? Doraita. So you might have to wait either 55, 56, 60, 72, depending on what you hold. Tzeta Kochavim is, could you imagine holding back at Tzibur? Nidavin Mincha, before Shkia. Notice I said before Shkia. Not everybody does that, but let's say they do that. And now you have to make him wait 60 minutes, 72 minutes for Myrim. Good luck on the minion. Good luck to catch a minion. I wish you all tremendous hatzlacha, yeah? The point being, that once you understand if it's Doraita Drabanan, it makes a very, very big crucial synagogue issue. It's one of the big synagogue issues. And I want to tell you a little further. There's a sheet of the hold, and Erev Shabbos, you don't have to wait Tzeta Kochavim to count Sfira. You can daven before Shkia. You daven Ma'ariv right afterwards, like most synagogues do. And then you can count Sfirim. Why, says the Aruch HaShulchan? Because since Erev Shabbos, we brought in the new day. Since Erev Shabbos, we brought in the new day. So even L'chatchila, you can count when? Ben Hashmashot. Ben Hashmashot. Many say, HaShulchan, he didn't really mean what he said. It wasn't written so clearly. You don't have to understand what he means. And should we really be Samachan? And the Mishabura says, not like that. I do notice that Yitzhak Yosef deals with the question. And you know what he says? Before Shkia on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't count Omer. I thought it was interesting. You hear, before Shkia, he writes. What? Before Shkia on Erev Shabbat, before Shkia. I got a little bit of an impression that, you know what he's saying? If it's after Shkia and it's Erev Shabbat, no problem. Which is this Aruch HaShulchan, because you're bringing in what? Shabbos earlier. What does this have to do with how we started the conversation? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. If you hold that mitzvahs need Kavanah, great. But if you hold mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, and then we pass like this, especially by Drabanan, so when a person reads Sfiras HaOmer, and he heard from the Chazan or the Rav, whoever says the Sfiras HaOmer in the synagogue, he heard the Sfiras HaOmer, and he listened. And what happens? Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, he might have been Yaitza. You hear what I just told you? If you hold Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, you got a big problem. And this, the Yalkut Yaitza brings from his father, is a real issue. If you hold the Rabbana, and therefore mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Now, normally, there's a ma'asa, there's an act to the mitzvah. Here, you don't have an act to the mitzvah. It's you listen. Shmiya is good enough. What's the problem? Let's go back to the original question. Is the mitzvah to hear the Omer? Or the mitzvah is to count the Omer. Yeah. Sefarat of Lachem, remember I told you? According to one opinion, it's not just to listen from somebody else. You need to do it. So how am I yoitz with the other guy with the halacha of Shaymeyake Ones? So then we can start saying, you know what? If you didn't have kavana, okay, you weren't yoitz. But if the whole mitzvah is what, just to hear it, then you might have been yoitz without ka.
Vana.
This is a big topic. You hear? It's a beautiful Shiloh Lalacha. Beautiful, classic. And you know what's so beautiful about this classic Shiloh? It takes into the Sugya every issue in Sfiras HaOmer. In Sfiras HaOmer, Deraisa Drabona. Is Usfartim Lachem that you have to what? Count literally you yourself? And what about if I count when I listen to somebody else? It's because of Shomei Akeh. But let's say it's not that I have to do it myself. I mean, if I hear it, it's good enough. So if I'm not mechaven to be yotze, but I'm still yotze. Why? It's Eitzus Kavan and I heard it. Rabbi Abadi Yosef says, a chidush interesting. Now, before you start counting on the first night Sfiras HaOmer, you should say clearly, stipulate clearly. What am I stipulating? Yeah?
He's reading.
I'm not going to be yaitza with the reading of the
chazan.
So from now on, by Spiros Oimer, I'm not going to be yaitza. I'm not going to be yaitza. I'm not going to be yaitza. So even if I hear it, I'm yaitza. Now the truth is, for someone who knows how to learn, it's such an interesting psak halacha, and I'll explain to you why. Yeah, but every night I heard it. How come I'm not stipulating? Every night I should say, but I'm not going to be yaitza. And I have a different question. If you're not yaitza with the chazan, so why is the chazan doing it? So the truth is, there's two reasons for the chazan to do it. People have suffix brachas. Sometimes a guy was, he missed, he's not sure, does he make a braya? So you're yaitza what with the chazan. There's another reason for the chazan to do it, and that's to tell the people what the night is. It's lachriz. It's just to give people an indication what the night is. And I want to tell you how interesting this is. You hear? Mishnah Berurah paskins that if a person tells somebody, asks somebody, what's tonight? You know what he answers? Tonight is 14. You got a problem. You know why? Because you said tonight is 14. So what do you have to say? 14. If you don't say Hayom, if you don't say what the day is, it's good enough. Why? Because the mitzvah is to say Ha Yom. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Befrat, if the person normally counts by himself with a bracha, so you could tell that he wasn't being mechamed to be Yitzah.
Again?
Mishnah Berurah writes this clearly, that one of the reasons why, if a guy asks me, and he says even more, what happens if the guy asks me by Shkia? And I say Hayom, it's good enough. You know why? Because since I normally count when? I said Takochavim, it's obvious. I'm not being what's the words? Mechavim to be Yitzchak.
So then why do we have a problem with the Chazan?
Ah, that's showing it's the same halacha, you see? Once you show that I'm not interested in being Mechavim with the Shul, and I do it every night myself, that itself means I wasn't being Mechavim. And even if Mitzvah's Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, I'm still what? Not Yoitza with what the other person said. So this, yes, what is it?
The question is, if we're saying Baruch Shemo,
that's a good point. I think you brought it up to me, and I like the point. That once you say Baruch Baruch Shemo, that itself is a sibin that you're not being Yoitza, because the halacha is when you want to be Yoitza with somebody, you don't say Baruch Baruch Shemo. I like it. I don't know why he doesn't bring it. I thought it was a very good point that you brought up. And if a person answers to the chazan Baruch Baruch Shemoy, that itself shows he's not trying to be yaitzah. But I'll compare, huh? I didn't say it, but it shows. Normally you don't answer.
I was going to say it's good enough.
Huh? I know this. Believe me, I know that it's b'diavad you yaitzah. But the fact that I'm showing, because I'm also yaitzah b'diavad by Shkia too, right? But since I show that I'm not really trying to be yaitzah, that should really be good enough. Kopanim Baruch Hashem Lo'olam.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.